The views and opinions expressed on the following show are those of the host and not necessarily those of Bigler Broadcasting or the staff and management of FM Talk 1065.
It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 1065. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Hello. Hello, everybody out there in radio land. I am George Williams, your host, and I am on a mission. Hopefully, all of you Republicans and independents out there, conservatives, patriots, you're all on a mission also, okay? And what is that mission? We're going to talk about that during the certain portions of this here show. But we are all on a mission, folks, okay? That mission is to get rid of the Democrats, get them out of Washington because they are screwing up bad, bad. We're going to start off our show. First of all, if you have a question or you want to give us your point of view, give us a call, or better than that, send us a text, okay, at 251-343-0106. That's better. Send us a text, and then I can look at that text, and I can read it off to the audience, okay? Let everybody know what your question is, what your concerns are, okay? So do that. We're going to start off the program by listening to a man that I know very, very well. He is, let me tell you must listen to this man. He knows what's happening. He was responsible for Bill Clinton becoming a governor and then the president, and he was his number one advisor, and his name is Dick Morris. So let's hear Dick Morris. Let's hear what he has to say.
After the Kennedy assassination in 1963 and Lyndon Johnson's succession to the presidency, the Constitution was amended with the 25th Amendment, allowing the president to appoint a new vice president subject to confirmation by the U.S. Senate. It also included provisions to deal with the issue of presidential disability, and these issues are coming into play now with Joe Biden's mental deterioration. The amendment is drastic in its provisions and really lays out the basis for a potential coup d'etat legally in the United States. The 25th Amendment provides that if the vice president feels that the president is unable to perform the duties of his office and the president refuses to step aside, the vice president can consult with the cabinet, and if a majority of the cabinet agree, become the acting president. Congress then has the right to vote on it. And if a two-thirds majority votes for the president to be removed, the vice president becomes the acting president. So this confers enormous power on the vice president and on the president's cabinet. But the 25th Amendment also provides that you can have a body other than the cabinet review the vice president's assumption of power. Congress can designate such alternate body. And at the end of the campaign of 2020, when there were fears, ridiculous fears, that Trump would usurp the office, Nancy Pelosi drafted a bill that set up a commission to do that, composed of lawyers and doctors and constitutional experts, bypassing the cabinet in making the decision to remove the president. It never passed, but obviously if it's Pelosi's bill, it'll pass if she decides it should pass. So this sets up a mechanism where the vice president, working with the Speaker of the House and Senate leadership, can functionally remove the president. It transforms America from a presidential system to essentially a parliamentary system, and creates tremendous hazards to the stability of our republic. It's terrifying when you think about it.
All right, folks, that's Dick Morris. And I told you, this man knows what's happening. Now, whoever think about that, huh? The 25th Amendment. Whoever. Who thinks about it? Who thinks about it? I can guarantee you Vice President Harris is thinking about it and Nancy Pelosi is thinking about it, okay? I can guarantee you that. I call her Nancy Pelosi because she is a lousy person, a lousy person. But I wouldn't put anything across, okay, Miss Pelosi and what she wanna do. If she gets angry with President Biden and she influenced Vice President Harris, I tell you what, they can get the president out of office. And right now, folks, we don't need them to do that. I would much rather see Biden there than Harris, okay? Much rather see that. But this is a point that we have to all remember what Dick Morris just said. Under the 25th Amendment, there are at least two or three ways they can get rid of Biden. You know, the more his memory deteriorates, the more than likely chance that something will happen. And I feel, and I've heard this from numerous folks, that they're going to act during the second half of this current term. They're going to do something to get him out of there to put Harris in charge, okay? Now, what can we do about it? Well, folks, someone asked me today, well, do you think Trump will get back in by the end of the year? I said, look, get that out of your mind. No, he is not, okay? There is no way. And then I asked that person, why do you think so? Well, the courts, well, right now the Supreme Court don't have enough guts to, in my opinion, sanction a cat, okay? They don't have enough guts for that. So, no. Our thing, folks, and this is what we Republicans and independents and some Democrats who are coming over, they're coming over. Mark my word, they are coming over. We need to concentrate on 2022, okay? I mean, the Senate is even, except for the vice president, can break the tie, okay? Congress, I think, four more congressmen or congressfolks than us, than the Republican. So we take the House, no, we take the Senate. I would much rather take them both back. And I do believe that we will, folks. I honestly believe that we're going to have the House and the Senate, okay? It's going to be Republican control. Then as a result of that, that will make them persona non grata, the president, the vice president, because they won't be able to do anything. And it's almost like Obama's last 2 years. Remember, we had the Senate, they had the House, and they could not do anything. Obama, I mean, he wanted to pass some radical bills, but he wasn't able to because he needed Senate approval. Just like the Congress, he got the congressional approval, but he needed the Senate approval. He couldn't do nothing. They were lame duck. For the last 2 years, the Democrats, during Obama's time in office, they were lame ducks. And we need to do the same thing. We could stop them in their track, stop the Democrats in their track. Okay, no matter who take over, if they get rid of Biden, it won't make any difference. If when we take the Congress and when we take the Senate in 2022, it won't make any difference who's in there, because we are not going to allow them to do what they plan on doing. And that is to the destruction of America, folks. That's what they're doing. Look at it. You Democrats out there, you should be you're holding your head down in shame. You voted for these idiots, okay? And We're gonna talk about that after break. We got about another half a minute. And man, look what's happening with these gas prices and food prices. You know, when the gas prices go up, everything goes up. Everything, okay? Food, your lumber, your wood, everything. Your rent, your mortgages, everything goes up, folks. Think about that, you Democrats. Think about that. Everything goes up. And we'll continue with this conversation after this break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, I'm back again. And to continue what Dick Morris was talking about, this amendment, something is happening in Washington. Something is happening. The question is, where is Vice President Harris? It seems like, or appears that she's gone missing, okay? Where is she? Is there something up? Don't know. Maybe somebody has some ideas of what's going on. But I think it's very concerning, this 25th Amendment and what they can do. And I don't trust Nancy Pelosi for nothing. I don't trust her. You're aware of what she did when President Trump was in office with General Milley, okay? She went to him behind President Trump's back, right? She wanted to take over. It's unbelievable, but it's true. She wanted to take over. And so I wouldn't put anything across what she can do or what she wants to do. So, folks, we've got to get out. We've got to get these people out of office. Vote them out of office, of course, okay? And we can start. There are two elections coming up next month, one in New Jersey and one in Virginia. Now, I believe they're still there in Virginia, okay, helping our Republican governor's candidate. They're there. They're helping out. They're stomping the grounds for him. And Virginia is very important. New Jersey is very important. So if you can spare a dime or if you can spare some time, go to those two states and help our Republican candidates. That would be great. That will be great, folks. Okay? A lot is going on. And that's the only way we're going to beat the Democrats. Part of this year and next year during the 22 election cycle. Okay? Very, very, very important. So help out, folks. Help out. Another thing that's on my mind, okay, and that is the Democrats' plan to tax billionaires. And I call that hogwash. Hogwash. They're not going to tax billionaires. It's going to filter right down to us, the general public, okay? The middle class especially. Because if they tax these companies, well, who's going to be tasked with paying the money that the government has collected? It's going to be the workers, the workers. So this thing about taxing the billionaires, forget about that. That's nothing but a bunch of lies. And let me tell you, the Democrats know how to lie. You can tell that by Biden's spokesperson, okay? She has lied, lied, lied. Biden has lied, lied, lied. Harris has lied, lied, lied. And you could tell by that. So they won't have any problem talking about this taxing of billionaires. because they're just going to pass on the taxes to us, folks. Us. Do you think we call him Lurch, okay? John Kerry, who is a billionaire, his wife is one of the Heinz folks, inheritance. You think they're gonna be taxed by this administration? No, they're not. They're not. It's just a bunch of lies. There's no way that's gonna happen. Okay? So don't be fooled by it. Don't be fooled by it. And you can look at the mainstream media and they don't talk about it. They don't talk about it. They do not talk about it. Okay? They don't want to bring it up. They don't even want the Republicans to read the bill. They don't want them to read the bill. And doesn't that sound familiar? Philip here just mentioned that to me. And during the Obamacare bill, when they were asking, the Republicans were asking, well, we haven't gotten a chance to read the bill. Can we read the bill? And remember Nancy Pelosi? She said, well, you'll get a chance to read the bill after it's passed. Okay? This is the same situation. You got the same person there, Nancy Pelosi. This is her bill. This is her bill. She does not want the Republicans or the public to read this bill. Okay? I don't know how many pages there is, about 700, somewhere around there. Okay? So should a bill be passed without the opposition having the opportunity to read it? No, it should not. So don't believe a word that they're saying, folks. This is what they want to do. They're trying to entice two people, okay, two Democrats to agree to pass the bill. If they don't, General Manchin and Sasema, whatever her name from Arizona, she snuck in there, a Democrat now, okay? And she and Mitchum from West Virginia, they are holding out. They're holding out. Otherwise, they'll be able to pass it. Because remember, Congress already passed the bill. They already passed it. The Senate has not. And they were all in a meeting yesterday in the White House with Biden. Okay? They're trying to encourage, entice those two individuals to pass the $3 trillion bill. And they've even hired Senator Manchin's wife, okay, I think a $160-some-thousand job, okay? That's what the Democrats have done in order to entice him to vote with the Democrats. So far, he hasn't fallen for it, and I don't trust him. He's a Democrat, and I don't trust the Democrat, okay? So let's hope that he continues to hold out. And on the news tonight, they were saying he was talking about $1.25 trillion that he think is appropriate. Okay, even that, what the heck are you going to do with $1.2 or $1.5 trillion, folks? They're going to give it away like they did the COVID money. What are they going to do with it? Okay, that's a lot of money, a lot of money. And how are we going to pay it back? They're talking about tax. The rich don't believe it. Do not believe it. When they say tax the rich, it's going to filter back down to the medium income, okay? The working class. That's who will be paying for it. That's who will be paying for it. So let's not believe them, folks. I'm telling you. Now, we've got two elections coming up in New Jersey and in Virginia. And they need your help. They need our help. Okay? Alabama is sending a group. They call them the Mighty Strike Force. They're in Virginia to help out. Okay, these two seats are very important. The governor's seat, they're very important. Very, very, very important. And remember now, the Democrats are not going to be allowed to do what they did in 2020. Not in every state. Now, do I think they're going to cheat? Oh, of course they're going to cheat. They're Democrats. Okay? Especially in New Jersey, where I grew up at. Especially in New Jersey. Now, New Jersey didn't have in-person voting in last November because of COVID. Okay? But they can't do the same thing now. They're going to have in-person voting. Okay? Now, we need armies of volunteers to act as observers when we have these elections. Armies of them. They have them. They pay them, and they're there. We Republicans need those individuals. Okay? Especially when you're counting the ballots. And that's what happened in this last election. They did not allow. You remember Leticia Jones? She was in Pennsylvania and she was in Georgia. And she told us how they kept them out when they were counting the ballots. Okay? We need to take care of this situation in the New Jersey election, in the Virginia election. And I think we'll have Republicans elected. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, George Williams, remember our mission. Get rid of the Democrats. Get them all out of office because they're worth nothing. They're worth nothing. Now, we do have a text from Jimmy. Okay? Jimmy asks, and it's a very good question. Very good question. I'm going to try to see if I can answer it. If not, maybe someone out there in our audience can answer it. It says, if they were to pull off the mission of putting Kamala Harris in as president, what would happen to Joe Biden and who would become the vice president? Okay. Well, if they did that, Mr. Biden would be retired. And I believe now, and I'll give you an example why I believe, we're looking that up, that the president then would have to choose a vice president. And remember, you folks who are my age, when President Nixon resigned, Gerald Ford was the vice president. He became the president, and Nelson Rockefeller became the vice president, okay? So I can't recall if it was Gerald Ford who chose Nelson Rockefeller, or I don't know how he was chosen. I think in my memory that it was Gerald Ford who chose Nelson Rockefeller, who was at that time the governor of New York. He was New York State. Okay, he was the governor for probably around 16 years. Nelson Rockefeller, good governor. All right, so I believe, and I think Philip is looking that up. Am I correct?
Yes, Section 2 of the 25th Amendment requires the president to nominate a replacement vice president when that office becomes vacant.
Okay, yeah, so the president will nominate. If it's Harris, she will nominate someone to be her vice president. And I think Congress has to vote on that. They have to approve it. Okay. So that's what will happen, Jimmy. Okay. But as far as President Biden, he will go out on the ranch and enjoy the rest of his life. And that's what will happen. Just like President Nixon. He resigned under pressure. Okay. And so that's it. That's what will happen. That was a good question. Very good question. So we hope it doesn't happen. But we don't care if it happens or not, if it happens after the 2022 election, folks, because once we take the Senate and the House, we don't give a darn. You know, they're going to be lame duck, okay? They're not going to be able to do anything. Now, he can come with some executive orders and stuff like that, but that could be fought also, okay? Or she could come up with some executive orders, but there are limits to that. So, Jimmy, that is a very good question. All right, folks, send us those questions, and we'll try and answer them as honestly as we can. We are honest because we're Republicans. We're not Democrats, okay? All right, now let's see what we're going to look at. Folks, have you heard? Look at Facebook and look at the YouTube, and it's unbelievable the trend that's going on now, where you see FU, Joe Biden, and Let's Go Brandon. Okay, it's all over the place, folks, and they've even been doing it to Biden's wife, okay? They've been doing it at ball games, baseball games, at the Red Sox game. I was looking at a YouTube and the video of that, and it's all over the place. And now they're even selling T-shirts, okay? Let's Go Brandon and FU Joe Biden. And it's really bothering them. Okay, it's bothering them. It is definitely bothering them. So, hey, what can you say? They put themselves in that position. Okay, you can't destroy America and get away with it, and that's what they are doing. They are trying to destroy America, and they're not going to get away with it. So this is what's happening. But let me tell you, folks, it is really getting to them, okay? Now, we have another question here, and this is from Eric. He said, my question could be not tell from the weight. Oh, well, I guess that wasn't for us. It was to do with firearms, okay? I don't know what you're talking about, Grant. I don't know what you're talking about. But we won't ask that question. It was something to do with firearms. And believe me, I know about firearms, okay? I know about firearms. But that's irrelevant in this conversation here. We're getting some texts in that says, let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. So this is really troubling. The Biden folks in the White House. I mean, it's all over the place. It's rampant. All right, we got a caller. Let's see who's calling here. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I think we will take over the House and the Senate and change this country back into what it's supposed to be.
We hope so. Believe me, we definitely hope so, because we can't continue down this road.
Right on.
No country have respect for us. And I spent many years... When I was
I'm a veteran,
government.
I get it.
Right. No country. Look at China, what they're trying to do to us, okay? Look at Iran. Look at all these are our arch enemies.
Yes, okay? Sir.
And because of this, especially Afghanistan, they have no respect and no fear. They feared President Trump.
We still got some work to do there.
We still got some work to do, and we're going to do it.
When?
Huh?
When?
Well, I just said we can't do nothing now, but we can do it next year for the presidential, congressional and senatorial elections. And then they're going to be lame duck. So yes, no matter what they do, they're not going to be able to do anything.
Well, we need to do something quickly.
I agree.
The world is deteriorating under our feet.
Yeah, I agree with you. But one thing we Republicans can do, get out there and help other states, other candidates in other states, like we're doing with Virginia and we're doing it in New Jersey, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Thank you. All right, folks, that's a good question. People are concerned. People are very concerned. I haven't spoken to anybody yet who are not concerned with what's going on in this country, okay? Even Democrats, I call them Democrats, even Democrats are concerned now, okay? And before the break, I was talking about it. Look, the first thing, first few things Biden did, he opened the border, okay? He closed the pipeline, right? He closed the pipeline. As a result of closing that pipeline, look at the gas prices are going up. And along with the gas prices, you got the food. You got the building. I'm having a house built. Boy, you can't guess how much money I'm spending right now for lumber. Okay? For lumber, folks. For lumber. How much are you spending for food? How much are you spending for food? How much are you spending for gas? How much are you spending for clothing? Everything has gone up. When the price of gas go up, everything is going to follow because the food, how do you get the food? Trucks, trains. They're going to charge more for their deliveries, okay? They're going to charge more. They have to. So it just goes like that. All right? Everything has gone up, and you can't blame it on the Republicans, Democrats. And you social media and, your mass media. You can't blame it on the Republican. You have to blame it on the Democrats. Food prices was $1.50 lower last year than what they are now. Okay? President Trump bought those prices down. And he bought them down from Obama, who had them up there close to $4. Okay? He brought those prices down. So people are talking about Trump? What about Obama? Biden is doing the same thing that Obama did. Okay? So, folks, think about that. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. We've got a couple of texts here, and I'm going to read the first one from Grant. He said Biden also canceled all federal leases on all land and water owned by Fed for all leases. And that's true. And I heard, last month, the court overturned his decision in the Gulf of Mexico, where we have federal land leases, okay? And so now they're going to start drilling out there again, okay? So it took the court to do that. Also, folks, we've heard a lot about this Alex Baldwin and this shooting, okay? And we have a question from the individual. But my thoughts on this, I've handled a lot of guns. I'm a Vietnam, U.S. Marine Corps veteran. I'm a retired federal agent, okay? I was a firearm instructor. And, when you look at Alex Baldwin, he, in my opinion, this guy is a real, in my opinion, is a jerk, okay? He was against the Second Amendment, everything, all right? And all of a sudden, he's playing with guns. Anybody would know, folks, any gun owner or even a non-gun owner, that you don't trust anyone's word when it comes to whether a weapon is loaded or not loaded, okay? You take that weapon and you treat it as if it's loaded. You check the chamber. You make sure that no round is in the chamber. Then you know that it's not loaded, okay? If a prop give you a weapon and they said, first of all, there's a difference between a live round and a blank round. In these weapons, they're supposed to have blanks. A blank is just a piece of paper over underneath some powder, okay? Well, you know, when we play war games, we play that a lot. We have blanks, and we make sure every one of those blanks, okay, doesn't have a round in it. And you can see that round, it's encased in the bullet. You know, it could be a ball round. It could be an armored piercing round, you know. It could be a wire cutter round. You could see that. You could see that. So, you know, how can you, well, first of all, if you're anti-gun, why are you using a gun? Okay? Why are you using it? Use your finger. Bow, bow, bow. Use your finger to pretend it's a gun. But you get a gun and you aim it at somebody and you fire it, not knowing if there's a live round in there or what. Okay? It should be a blank round. And, you know, if you didn't know, you ask people, is that a blank? Make sure. Let me see it. You make sure. A blank is nothing but a cap piece of paper with some powder in it, okay, that makes a loud noise. That's all. That's a blank. If it's not that, then you don't fire it. You don't point it at anyone, okay? You don't point it at them. And you're an anti-gun buff, but on your set, you fired a gun without looking at it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I personally don't believe it. Okay? I don't believe whatever he says. He has to look at being the fault of that situation, because he should have had the breech of that gun open, okay, and check to make sure that that bullet, that round was a blank round. And believe me, you cannot confuse a real round from a blank round. There's no if, ands, or but. A blank round, it's just got a cap on it, a piece of paper, and there's powder inside, okay? And that powder inside, go off and just throw that little piece of paper, round piece of paper that covers that shell, out, okay? Now, if you put a real bullet in there, an armored piercing or a ball round or a wide cutter, you could see it. You could see it. And that powder throws that round out and make it go and into the target. Okay? So, Mr. Baldwin, in my opinion, you can't blame anybody else. Okay? If you knew something about weapon, or if you tried to know something about weapon, you would have known that. Okay? An anti-gun buff should not be handling a gun. I'll put it that way. If you're an anti-gun buff, you should not be handling a gun. Give him a plastic gun. And when he get ready to fire it, in the background, somebody fire a blank. Okay? But give him some plastic. A plastic or cap gun. Remember when we were young, we had a cap pistol? Give him that. Well, you're an anti-gun buff, okay? You should not be handling real, real weapons. Okay? So, in my opinion, you are more, just as much a fault as the prop who gave it to you. All right? That's how I feel, Mr. Baldwin. All right? All right, folks, we got a couple more minutes. And what else is happening? All right. There's a bus ride to Montgomery, and I think they're getting one or two buses, okay? And they're going to be going to Montgomery concerning the Common Sense Campaign. Support Help Freedom Rally to ban vaccine mandate by passing HB, House Bill 31. And that's going to come up during the next session. And so I think Pete Reams have rented a bus for Thursday's trip to Montgomery. Okay. So they're renting buses to go up there. All right. We're going to take one more call. We got a couple minutes. Here we go. Caller, You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you for what you're doing. It's a great program.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. And we're going to continue it.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you. Thank
bye-bye.
You. All right. Bye-bye. So this bus ride is going to be Thursday, folks, and they're going to Montgomery, and they're going to mandate, try and get the governor to rally, okay, around House Bill number 31. And that is being sponsored by the Common Sense Campaign, Dr. Liu and Pete Ream and some of the other folks. I'm a member of the Common Sense Campaign. Okay? So remember, that's Thursday. If you can make that trip to Montgomery, it's $45, okay? $45 to go there and back. And I think it's going to be worthwhile. So we encourage you to please support the Common Sense Campaign, because they're working hard for the citizens of Alabama. They're working very hard, folks, and we've got to do that. Oh, another thing. We went up to Montgomery. The chairman, John Wall, the Alabama Republican Party, got the leadership team together from the Alabama Minority GOP. And there was a press conference, very well planned, very good. I applaud Chairman Wall for what he's doing, because the other two previous chairmen of the Alabama Republican Party, can't say too many good things about them as far as minorities and getting minorities involved. They didn't, in my opinion, feel that it was worthwhile, and they didn't try. But John Walls, we appreciate what you're doing, and we're there. We're there, and we're going to be here, folks. We got to work together with the other Alabama Republicans. All right, folks, got to go. Same time next week. Until then, Vikondales, everybody.